New retail numbers are out today from the Census Bureau, and the situation facing stores, bars, and restaurants is worse than what economists thought. Total retail sales dropped more than 16% in April. That's almost double the drop in March, making it the worst two-month drop on record. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, not even at the height of the Great Recession did retail sales drop even 5%. We're now more than three times that. How concerning are these figures today?
Well, you know, they're obviously concerning. And as you pointed out, they were a little bit worse than what the sort of consensus of economists was. But clearly, it's not that surprising given the shutdown to so many parts of the economy. And there's kind of a general sense that this is as bad as it will get. Because even this month, parts of the economy are reopening, and that should hopefully continue in June. But obviously, there's a real concern about, even though if we do rebound from these awful numbers this month, how quickly it'll take before we're back to normal with sales actually increasing compared to the year earlier period. And that's a big open question for economists that they just simply can't answer at the moment.
Well, and when you dive into these numbers and you look at the industries, spending on clothing accessories was down almost 90% compared to last April. For restaurants and bars, spending was down about 49%. How much of this drop is because brick and mortar locations are closed? And how much is it because consumers are pulling back and trying to save more?
So both issues are definitely at play, and it's tough to sort of suss out and quantify exactly which one is the bigger issue for numbers like this. I will say, though, our economists at Bloomberg did interpret this report as a sign that consumers did get very thrifty last month, obviously either because they lost their job or their own businesses are struggling, or simply because they're worried about the future. And that may explain why they were a little bit worse than even economists expected. People are certainly in savings mode now rather than spending mode.
Well, we've already heard that some major retailers, J. Crew and Neiman Marcus, have filed for bankruptcy. Now everybody's waiting on JCPenney, which could be the next one to do so. And I guess there's a question of whether these stores might ever be able to reopen.
Yeah, you know, it's important to point out that just declaring bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean that a retailer like this will end up closing their stores. It's just a legal process that they go through when their debt load is so great that they can't keep up with their interest payments on it. So JCPenney, for example, will likely try to restructure its debt. So the investors who loaned it money will take some losses, but the chain would hopefully survive the process and the stores remain open. The other option, obviously, is liquidation, where you basically sell off the company's assets to repay investors something, you know, from that process. So we'll have to see how each of these bankruptcy proceedings proceeds to see which happens to what company. I will say there was one alarming stat out from the website Open Table. They're predicting that one in four restaurants in the country will simply go out of business because of this. So pretty scary thought.
Yeah. And by the way, on the bright side, there are some places that are doing well. Apparently, GameStop, which sells video games, saw sales explode more than 1,000% in April. And Lululemon, known for its leggings, saw sales go up 200%. So people are buying some things. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.